الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I'm your host, Imam Hassan Ayamin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I'm unapologetic when it comes to the authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this week's Islamic studies class, welcome back to class. Those who are new listeners, our new students to our particular class, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today's topic will be the necessity of holding on to the path of Allah, or to basically to the rope of Allah. Allah says in one verse in the Quran, in its chapter 3, verse 103. Again, chapter 3, verse 103. So I'll give you all some time to get to it. Hope you have a Quran near you and ready to open them up. And also, like I always tell you, you can always go and get a Quran pretty much for free, or buy one from a store if you like, or order it online, or you get it for free at yislam.org, and they'll send you a Quran. Also, they send you a Quran in various languages, English, Spanish, French, Urdu, and I think those are some of the Qurans that they have, so you can always follow along with me. Again, this is going to be chapter 3, verse 103. And Allah says in this particular verse, وَأَتَصِمُ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعٌ وَلَا تَفَرَّكُ. And so what he's saying here is, and hold fast all of you together to the rope of Allah, and be not divided amongst yourselves. So basically, when it says bihablillah, it said to the rope of Allah, refers to Allah's covenant. Just as Allah says in another verse, which is chapter 3, verse 112. Again, chapter 3, verse 112. And you can follow along with me. And it says, Duribat alayhimul mudhiklatu aina ma tuqifu illa bihablin lim bi billahi min lahi wa hablin min an-nas. I try to read it a little bit slow so you can follow on with me in Arabic, and I'll just read it in English. Dignity is put over them, whatever they may be, or wherever they may be, except when under covenant of protection from Allah and from men. And it basically refers to the pledge and the peace treaty that they took during the time of the Prophet Muhammad, that peace and blessing be upon him, which I won't go into details about that because it's a little more detailed to what I'm saying, but pretty much you get what I'm talking about in this particular ayat. A particular verse, we're talking about a pledge that they were taking during the time, and depending on the time they've taken the peace treaty. Also, there's another very, very short verse where Allah said, "Wala tafarraku," and basically he's saying, "And do not divide amongst yourselves." And this is from that same, of course, the last part of the verse of the chapter, I'm sorry, of the verse I read, which was 103. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, and do not divide amongst yourselves. Where Allah's orders, sticking to the community of the believers, and forbid division. That encourage us as Muslims to stick to the community of those who worship like us. And do not divide amongst ourselves. And hold fast to this Islam no matter what. If you decide to become Muslim, you're going to join a family of 7 billion people in the world. Yeah, your family grew just like that. Just that quickly by you becoming Muslim. And you'll be able to pray wherever the Muslims pray. In that mosque, whatever, you pray there. When they celebrate the various celebrations, the festivals, the Eids, the Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, you do the same thing. You have a feast with them, and eat with them, and talk with them, and enjoy and play with them, or whatever the case may be. You're enjoying yourself amongst your newfound family, which are the Muslims. There are also several other hadith, or saying the Prophet Muhammad, the peace be upon him, that require a hearing to the jama'ah, meaning a hearing to the congregation of believers, and prohibit division. It was also said, and I'll just read the English, and it says, excuse me, it pleases Allah for you to acquire 3 qualities, and displeasing him, you acquire 3 characteristics. And number 1 is, it pleases him when you worship him alone and not associate anything or anyone with him. That pleases Allah. Part of being that community of believers, that community of those that's going to be in that one covenant, or be one part of that community. And وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا, not divide amongst ourselves. That's the beauty. That's the beauty of Islam. And so, if you don't associate partners with Allah, and don't worship anything along with Allah, then that pleases Allah. Also, number 2, that you hold on to the rope of Allah altogether and do not divide. As I read to you all earlier, if you remember what I read from that chapter, it says, وَأَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And that you hold on to the rope of Allah altogether and do not divide. And also that you advise whoever Allah appoints as leader. So those are the things that Allah is pleased with. That if don't associate partners with Allah, that we worship him alone, that we hold on closely or hold on tight to Allah's rope, meaning Islam, hold on tight to Islam, and that those who are our leaders, that we advise them. And the beautiful thing about Islam is that we all follow, or we're supposed to follow the Quran, and the way of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. That's it, everyone. Prophet Muhammad, he said he left 2 things, and if you follow these 2 things, you will not go wrong, you will not go astray. And that's Quran. And also, that is to follow the path of Prophet Muhammad, that peace and blessings be upon him. These things pleases Allah. Now, the thing that displeases Allah is a person to say, he hears something, just kind of carried along, is not even, you know, true to it. Or so-and-so said. This is a characteristic that Allah does not necessarily unlike of people that are like this. They kind of carry tales, no proof of anything behind it, or asking many unnecessary questions and wasting money. And we see people do that all the time, or see people wasting money all the time. They buy a lot of different things, and so many people are still without food, without shelter, without clothing, without a lot. But yet and still people will buy various items and pay millions of dollars for that items where they could that really doesn't benefit a lot them much, where they could have used that same amount of money, those millions of dollars, to feed people who are hungry, to house people who are hungry, to clothe people who are hungry. They could have used that money for more beneficial reasons, and helping people who need help, or helping families who need help, a woman who's a widow and have orphan children. The children don't have any father to help take care of things in the household, and the woman she's not having a husband to help her take care of things in the household. So it's big blessings about helping those people, the ones that are orphan and the widows. It's, you see that all throughout the Quran. This is what we're supposed to do as Muslims. And it's also mentioned, and you got to hang with me on this one, a very beautiful example of when you're talking about hold on to the path of Allah, staying on the path of Allah, and don't go beyond those bounds. And it said, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, indeed, Allah has made a parable of the straight path. This is what we're talking about, staying on that straight path. At the sides of the path, there are walls with open doors, each door having a curtain. There is a caller at the head of the path calling, and a caller above it calling. Stay with me now. And Allah invites to the abode of peace and guidance whomever he wills to the straight path. The doors which are on the sides of the path are the hudud, meaning the what they call the legal limitations. Because you have these doors, and over these doors are these legal limitations that we should not cross, and we should not go in, and that we should not open. But let me continue. The legal, the hudud, legal limitations of Allah. No one breaches the hudud of Allah except that curtain is lifted, and the one calling from above, it is his Lord. Allah is calling to stay on the straight path. The Muslims, they say in their prayer about 17 times a day, Ihdina sirata mustaqim. God is along the straight path. And then sirata ladina amta alayhim ghayr dubi alayhim waradhdallin amin. And also you don't want to follow those people who are misled. You want the people on that could be firm on the straight path. Those are you want to follow. Those, that's who you want to be on. You want to be in that straight path. And so we ask Allah. We ask Allah several times a day to keep us on that straight path. And we don't follow the people that he's angry with, that he's displeased with, that we don't follow those people. And that we stay on that straight path. And as I mentioned to you before, this beautiful parable is that we have this straight path, and you have these doors in the path, and over each of these doors are curtains. And these curtains are the hudud, are the legal limitations set by Allah. If you pull back that curtain, that means that the legal limitation, you're going beyond the legal limitation, and you're doing your own thing. You're going into that door where the door is full of what is haram, of those things that are not permissible. As long as you don't pull back that curtain and stay on the other side of that curtain, you're doing the halal. The halal, H-A-L-A, which is what is permissible. But you pull that curtain back, then you have what is haram, H-A-R-I-M, where you have the things that are not permissible on the other side. And so Allah warns us, don't do that. Stay on the straight path. And so that's what a Muslim is supposed to do, stay on the straight path, and don't divide amongst ourselves, and stay with the community that's going to help to keep us strong. Also reported by Allah's apostle, may peace and blessings be upon him, he's saying, Islam begin as a small religion and will return to the state in which it began. Then blessed will be the few who hold on, who hold to it. It turned out small with the Prophet Muhammad, and peace be upon him, with a small group of people in Mecca. And it went from Mecca to Medina. It spread from there, and it now you have 7 billion people. Of the 7 billion people you have, and I correct this from earlier, you have 2 billion of those people. You have 7 billion in the world, and 2 billion of those people are Muslim. I want to make a correction what I said earlier. Not 7 billion Muslims in the world, but of the 7 billion people in the world, 2 billion of them are Muslim. Meaning that out of every 7 people, 2 of them are Muslim. And that's it. You have 2 billion, you become Muslim, you have 2 billion people that are part of your family. So I want to make that bad correction. Also, it is said by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he said, it's a very beautiful one here. There shall come unto the people of a time in which the one who is patient upon its religion will be like the one holding on to a burning amber. And also I saw some other saying, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he's basically saying about some this religion is going to be so hard to hold on sometime, it'd be like hold on to hot coal in your hand. But we're supposed to hold on to it no matter what. No matter how much it burns our hand, we hold on to this to this true way of life. We hold on to it is Islam. This is the mandate from Allah and His apostle that we hold on to it. Some people in their religion, they don't hold on to the traditions of their religion. That's their choice. I'm not going to name any particular religion. If you know a religion, all right, then you identify it. I'm not going to do that. I'm only here to teach you and tell you about Islam. And part of our faith is that we hold on to this religion, no matter what. Walata faraku, we do not divide amongst ourselves. We hold on to the rope of Allah. We stay on the path of Allah. That's what we're supposed to do. That's supposed to do as Muslims. Even if it burns our hand, it does not matter. We still hold on to it. And so I want to also go on to another hadith of saying the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. It said, indeed, Islam began as something strange, ajib, and it will return to being strange as it began. So Tuba is for the strangers. And so you could turn to chapter 13, verse 29. Again, chapter 13, verse 29. And this particular verse, it would talk about a little bit more about Tuba. I'm going to go a little bit more about Tuba. It's very important because it said, okay, Islam came in strong, a strange, and it will return to being strange amongst the people, out amongst the people, and basically it's going to be out amongst the people because we're going to be doing things in Islam, holding to the faith of Islam, where other people are going straight from their own religion. Their religion say don't do something, and many people are going to do that. The religious say to do something, many people are not going to do that. And so you may have that in other faith among other people. And so Islam is going to be strange looking because we're going to obey Allah, ati Allah, ati Rasul. Allah says do something, we're doing it. Allah says don't do something, we're not going to do it. At least that's our intention, what we plan to do as Muslim to the best of our ability. And so I'm mentioning to you all when you're talking about it started as something strange, and in Mecca it was strange amongst the people. People were worshiping. They had like 360 idols around the Kaaba where people worshiped and made with their own hands. They were not treating women very well. cheating people, beating people up. So a lot of things were going on at during that time before Islam. They would bury the girl children. If they knew a woman was having a girl, then they would do something to her so that she won't have a girl. If the girls are born, they would bury the girls alive. This is before Islam. So don't anyone try to use this against Islam and say, guess what? What they used to do in Islam, this is not true, and you will be a liar. A kadhab. That's what you would be to say that this Islam, because something like Islam stopped that from happening. It stopped that from people going to bury a human being, a live human being, just because of their gender. And so that's why we're talking about something came in strange, definitely during that time, and it would end strange. It began strange, and it would end strange. And so some people, even today, some of the beliefs of the Muslim, some people don't understand it. Some people can't relate to it. Some people want to do the opposite. You mean you do that? You mean your women cover like that, the way they do? Their hair covered, their clothing is loose. You only see their hands sometimes, their face sometimes, their feet sometimes. Shouldn't they show their body like everyone else is showing their body? No. They're obeying Allah. Allah said not to do it, and so the women don't, not to dress a certain way, the women don't do that. They're obeying Allah. They're doing what Allah said to. They're not there to please you. They're there to please Allah. Men, the men are supposed to wear clothing, not the clothing of the women. A clothing that is see-through. A clothing that is tight. These are the things that men are not supposed to do. And they're not going to do that, and they shouldn't do that to please an individual. They want to do it to please Allah. Make sure the clothes not see-through, making sure that it's loose, make sure it's not the clothes of women and for the men, and women are not wearing men's clothing. So we're going to seem very strange and very odd. And people are going to scratch their head because many people are doing the opposite of what we're doing. But do we care? No. No, we did not care, because it's all about pleasing Allah and not pleasing man. So again, you have chapter 13, verse 29, and I'm going to read it in Arabic and then the English. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ تُوبَ لَهُمْ وَحُسْنُ Mabin. Okay, I've read it a little slow as I can with the Arabic, but the English it says, those who believe and work righteousness, Tuba is for them and a beautiful place of final return. Again, it said in the earlier hadith, so Tuba is for the strangers. And then it says here, Tuba is for them and a beautiful place of final return. And then you have different scholars, they're saying different things about the meaning of Tuba. That's T-U-B-A. Those who believe and work righteousness, Tuba is for them and it's a beautiful place, a final beautiful place. Also, one of the scholars, they said, happiness, comfort and refreshment of the eye. And another scholar said, how excellent is what they earned. And one other scholar, he mentioned a joy for them. And furthermore, one of the other scholars mentioned better for them. And another scholar had mentioned, you have earned a good thing. Or Tuba for them, which means it is excellent for them. So these are the things I want you to understand about Tuba. All these beautiful things that they say about Tuba, better for them. You have earned a good thing. And we mentioned about Tuba for the strangers. The strangers, they have earned a good thing. T-U-B-A. They have earned a good thing. It is excellent for them. Also, I have mentioned earlier about Wahusnu Mabin. in a beautiful place of return, meaning it would be a beautiful destination. It was asked of the Prophet Muhammad, what a man, he said, "O Messenger of Allah, tuba for those who saw you and believe in you." The Prophet, may peace and blessings upon him, this is what he said. He said, "Tuba is for he who saw me and believed in me." Tuba is for he who believed in me but did not see me. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was here 1400 plus years ago. I did not see him. But yet and still, tuba is for me, being a hopeful, inshallah, I be one of God willing, I be one of the strange ones, to hold on to Islam. Doing what I'm supposed to do as far as Islam is concerned. Stay on the path of Allah. And those of you who are listening to me, learning about Islam, and you decide to become Muslim, I can't make you become Muslim. I'm just giving you some information about Islam. That's all. Islam is strange. I understand during 9/11, before 9/11, people knew nothing about, hardly anything about Islam. After 9/11, people start learning more and more about Islam. It's more and more in the news and the radio and on social media and the like. Matter of fact, the week I told you before, the week of 90, when 9/11 took place, September 11th, 01, here in the United States, they had the planes going to various towers and that kind of thing. And so what happened is that people start reading about Islam. You couldn't keep a Quran. People start pulling the Quran off shelves, reading them in the libraries, getting information, ordering information. And so it's like they ran out of information on Islam because they want to know what drove these people to do what they did. And so the thing is, when people start reading about Islam, they'll start finding out, no, what those people did was not correct. That's not Islam. And they start learning more and more and more about Islam until they got to the point where they came to the mosque, our place of worship, and became Muslim. At one time, they hated Islam. They wanted to destroy Islam because Islam destroyed them and killed so many people, including Muslims on 9/11. And they wanted to know more about Islam. And their heart was set. They had vengeance, and they wanted to vindicate what happened to the people in Pennsylvania and in the Pentagon, also in New York. But then what happened, Allah opened their heart, and they learned more about Islam, and they became Muslim. And you could talk to some people today and ask them when they took Shahada and become Muslim, and you find out they took Muslim after 9/11. The couple of days after 9/11, they became Muslim because they knew what Islam really was, what it was all about. And so again, it says tuba to the strange ones. And the one who know about the Prophet Muhammad, and the one who do not know about the Prophet, about the Prophet Muhammad. The ones that see him and were around him, the Sahaba, his companions, and the one who don't see them, like myself and other Muslims who didn't see him. Any Muslim alive, they didn't see the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. They follow him, and they believe him, and they follow the Quran, and they believe in the Quran. And like I said before, when we read the Quran, we do as much as we can of the Quran, and we believe in the rest. Keep it simple. Don't make it complicated at all. Islam is not a complicated religion. A way of life is a very comprehensive. And people call it religion. You call it religion or a way of life. Every aspect of our life is really basically dictated or drawn from Islam, from Quran, and from the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. How I treat my family, how I treat my mother, a non-Muslim, it doesn't matter how they're supposed to be treated, I'm treated by me. And so my beautiful students, I want you to keep in mind, as about us by must stay on the straight path. We have to stay on the path, stay on the straight path, and do what Allah says. And we want to, and we definitely want to please Allah. Again, you have been listening to the Islamic Faith in Focus. And if you want more information about Islam, you go to Why Islam. Go to the International Online University. Also, you can go to American Open University. Or you also go to embracerevert.org. That's EmbraceReVert. And you can find out more information about Islam. Very basic information about Islam. And maybe you want to revert or convert to Islam. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan Ayamin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.